Through the barren landscape, it's evident that this once bustling base is getting ready to close. Just a few soldiers remain in shutting down forward operating base Shirana. The base once had 6,000 troops and more than 2,000 structures. In a matter of months, all that has changed. Garrison Commander Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Wendland is one of the few that remain.
All the projects are complete and we sent home our last engineers except for one group of local nationals that's taken care of the sewage treatment plant that we have. We have two pools, what we affectionately refer to as the poo ponds, and those are right now getting filled in with the environmental assessor on hand, making sure that it's done correctly. Once that final project is complete, all the paperwork has now been signed and we can officially depart the FOB and lower the U.S. flag and raise the Afghan flag.
And with that transition to Afghan forces, the soldiers who served on Shirana can leave knowing they made a significant impact.
All I could say is that, this was the first step and it shows that we're making a lot of progress. Paktika province is now closed out in terms of U.S. bases. And that's a good glide path for us to be on as we continue to close other FOBs in Afghanistan and COPs and continue our retrograde process back home to the United States.
The transfer or closure of forward operating bases represents the continued transition of security responsibilities to the Afghan National Security Forces. From forward operating base Shirana, I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Zach Lopez.